thoughts on Quebec's Caulfield top 15 matchup against Kentucky?
Yeah, they're a good team. You know, they came out and did a lot of good things this season. You know, I didn't really expect that, not knowing, you know, Kentucky's gonna do that well, but they've done a good job, and they run the ball really well, and that's what we expect to stop.
How big of a test is this going to be for the rush defense this week?
Big test. You know, we've done pretty well against the run, so that shouldn't be a big deal for us. But, you know, they run the ball really well with Benny Snell, so we'll be ready to play for sure.
How do you like the way you've been used? I think basically all over the line, weak side, strong side, mm-hmm. both positions inside.
I like it a lot. It shows my versatility, you know, especially for the next level. And whatever my team wants me to do, I'll do it. So just being an unselfish player.
You're getting more and more comfortable at end?
Yeah, I like it. I like everything I'm doing. I'm having fun because I lost weight. So.
How many pounds did you end up losing?
Like 25. I lost a lot of fat.
What was the number one thing you had to give up or do in order to cut that much weight?
I ate a lot of Hungry Howie's pizza. So I had to cut that in wings. So
in wings, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your wing spot in town you're a fan of, or?
Doesn't matter really. I just like wings.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've had wings?
I say probably like after that game. Mm-hmm. What game was it? It was one of the games he won earlier in the season. I just said, on a Sunday, I just ate some wings.
What did you eat?
Like, I would say, like it was, like, daily. Like, during last year, like, middle of the season, I started gaining weight. I used to just eat a lot of wings, like, I say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like 25. Yeah.
Right.
I just love wings and pizza, so.
You got a favorite flavor?
Not really. I just like wings.
You know,
honestly.
Is there something specifically y'all doing a little bit better to stop the run? Are y'all gapping better? I mean, scheming better? What's the difference been this year?
It's really been the scheme. You know, Coach Oko, the way he puts us in positions to make plays, you know, we already know, like, what they're trying to do and stuff like that. So his defense is amazing for us. You know, there's always, like, it's not really a base defense. It's always a check in, like, what they're doing and what the offense is trying to do. So it's good for us.
Who makes the calls on the checks pre-snap?
The linebackers do. Linebackers do. They make the call.
Is it Otaro or is it Tyrone?
Both.
They do?
Both, yeah.
Do you feel like playing well against the run is even more important this week than the other games, or is it the same every game?
Same every game. You got to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, you won't be able to win the game. You know, we're going to try to stop the run and make them one-dimensional and make them pass the ball. So right now our key is stopping the run because they got a good running back and a good O-line. What they do is really well. They run the ball well. So that's going to be our main goal.
I've heard a lot about their offensive line being, quote, really physical. Is mm-hmm. this a game that's going to maybe test? We've heard that you are so much more physical, but mm-hmm. do you feel like that's a challenge of a
We're used to that. You know, we're used to going against, you know, tough linemen, and that's nothing really new to us. It's just being ready to play again, play another physical matchup. And, they're undefeated. That makes it, you know, that brings a lot more into it to, you know, play harder and stuff like that. But it's another week.
Y'all traditionally have done really well in that East crossover game that's not South Carolina. How important is that to win each year, given how tough the West is?
Wait, say that again?
I said y'all traditionally won that crossover game against the East opponent that's not South Carolina.
Yeah.
How important is that, given how tough the West is year in, year out?
It's how it is every year, you know, and it's good to play in, but it's also hard. So, you know, the best is going to become the best out of this, the best of the best. So you just got to put your head down and focus.
There had been some questions about, as far as the pass rush, if you guys could get to the quarterback as well as y'all wanted to. Do you think this past weekend kind of showed that y'all can do that?
Yeah, it definitely did. Everybody was making plays and having fun. You know, we all had our game preparation right, and you know, that we needed to get to the quarterback because following from Alabama, we didn't get to the quarterback as we wanted to do. So this past week, we showed what we can do, and we're going to continue to do that.
Matt Abike is getting a lot of pressure up the middle.
Oh, yeah.
What has he done? How have you noticed him settling into his role?
He's been doing that every week. He's a dominant player. He's strong, physical, fast. He's strong, all that stuff. He's ready to go. He's a big time player for us.
Was that big confidence for y'all? Confidence boost for y'all to be able to get that many sacks when you'd struggled so much this year?
Definitely. Seeing those sacks, especially seeing Landis get his first one, and you know, Dalen, and it just kept rolling from there. So that's a good confidence coming into this week.
When you got your sack? You were 1.5 sacks.
I thought I had two.
Well,
probably.
You get 1.5.
Yeah.
1.5. Then I remember me being inside mainly.
Inside of both.
Yeah, inside of both.
How often do y'all flip and in tackle?
Me and Daylon switch. You know, no, he doesn't play in, but like I switch with him playing nose. So that's pretty much it.
And BK plays him in though.
Yeah, definitely in some packages he does. Yeah, third down situations.
So what's Justin like on the field? Is he just able to flip a switch? Because, I mean, just talking to him, he seems like a pretty gentle guy, but on the field it's obviously different.
Yeah, he's a gentle guy. He's cool, calm, collected. But when he's on the field, he's a beast, and you can see that in him. He definitely brings that every game for us, and he's going to keep doing that.
Does it start in the epicenter with Mac, though? I mean, as tough as he is inside, it kind of makes life easy on you guys?
Yeah, he disrupts everything. You know, he just gets off the rock, you know, he knocks off pullers and stuff like that, and just being disruptive back there and helping everybody else make plays. So that's what he does.